Thanks for joining the George Reister podcast presented by The Unafraid Show. Great things up today. We're talking about all the just hand them the trophy teams. All the teams, oh, just cancel the season, give them the trophy. Nobody else can win. We're going to get to that. But first, if you guys have any real estate needs, you need to buy a home, sell a home, you're interested in commercial property, buying apartment buildings, something to generate income, visit HaustonAssociates.com. They will take care of you. They will hook you up. They will get you right. You guys, can we please stop this football going into NBA season with all the fantastic tweets about cancel the season? This team's going to win. Just hand them the trophy. Because it didn't work in 2018, 2019. That was the thing. Everybody was saying, oh, this team's unbeatable. That team's unbeatable. Now we got a list. Last college football season, Alabama came out crushing everybody. Nick Saban had his most talented team ever. He's got first time, got a quarterback who can put up offense like this. Just cancel the season. Give Alabama the trophy. Nobody can beat them. Jerry Jeudy's unstoppable. Yeah, but Clemson has something to say about that. Yep, they stomped in the game, in the national championship game, undefeated. And Dabo Sweeney and his defensive line, and they were like, yeah, no. And touchdown Jesus came in. Oh, Trevor Lawrence, touchdown. Yeah, they lost by 28 points. The team that was unbeatable. Come on, man, we got to stop with this. Oh, but if Tua was healthy. Yeah, but if and ands were pots and pans, the whole world would be a kitchen. So this year, don't do it. Don't even start it, especially not in the beginning of the season. The middle of the season, you still got a lot to go. Things can happen. And now Bama fans don't even want to give Clemson credit. Their linebacker Dylan Moses says Alabama was still the better team. No, they weren't. You don't lose by 28 points in the national championship if you're the better team, buddy. Next team up, just hand them the trophy. A little bit later on, still in college sports that same year, the Duke Blue Devils. Oh, we got Zion Williamson, unbeatable. RJ Barrett, unbeatable. Cam Reddish, they cannot be stopped. They're going undefeated. I don't think 32-6 is undefeated. I mean, I'm not the greatest math person. Actually, I am pretty good at math. But I know that six losses is not undefeated, and it didn't turn out into a championship because Michigan State had something to say about it. Virginia had something to say about it. A bunch of teams had something to say about it. Oh, but if Zion didn't get hurt when he blew out his shoe, they would have finished the deal. Come on, man. If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Too bad it's not. And the last team from this year that was considered an unbeatable team, just hand them the trophy, the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Boogie Cousins, well, half of Boogie Cousins. They cannot be beat. This team is unstoppable. Kevin Durant, so lame for joining them. They're going to win anyway. Toronto Raptors has something to say about that. Oh, injuries, George. If they weren't hurt, they would have won. I totally believe that this is true. But if and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. So we don't have to worry about that. So for 2019, the 2019-2020 season, can we please stop with the cancel the season stuff? Because things happen. Like, this stuff really started. I think it all started with the Patriots. When the Patriots had Randy Moss. Oh, they're so unbeatable. They're untouchable. Went 18-0. New York Giants, Eli Manning has something to say about that. They're like, slow down, play. I know you want the trophy. I know you got it, but it's not happening this year. We got something to say about it. This is why you play the game. This is why you shouldn't hate super teams. Things happen. Championships are not guaranteed. You do not know. And sometimes other teams are like, listen, like Clemson, like Michigan State, like the Toronto Raptors are like, listen, we're not just going to roll over for you. Another team I just remembered and just thought about for the 2018-2019 season as well was the Los Angeles Rams. in the offseason. The Rams won the offseason. They got Adamakin Sue. They already had Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley, Jared Goff. Then they picked up Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters. This is going to be unstoppable. They got to the Super Bowl. Patriots were like, listen, we don't care nothing about what y'all talking about. We don't care a little bit. We're going to go ahead and not let you score a touchdown. We're going to take this championship. But the all-time, though, the all-time greatest just hand them the trophy team that did nothing was the Philadelphia Eagles in 2011, the dream team. Oh, my God, they had Adamakin Sue, Michael Vick, and a whole host of other characters. Team did a jack nothing, dude. Squad douche. Now we have the same thing in 2019, 2020, and we're going to see how many people end up making this same prediction, this same incorrect position. You guys, stop making these bold predictions. Stop hating super teams. It is okay. Just enjoy the season. Enjoy the parody. And guess what? Somebody will surprise you and win again. Make sure you guys ring the bell, subscribe to the George Reister Podcast presented by The Unafraid Show. Peace out. Share with a friend.